New U.S. security rules for international flights are causing long delays and consternation in airports around the world. In Mexico City, checking in can take hours longer than usual, and some flights have been canceled. Airlines are demanding the government cover the costs of the delays. Some Mexicans are saying they'll start flying direct to Canada and Europe, bypassing the U.S., even if it costs more. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
It's been 2 days now since the United States instituted its tough new travel policies, and the repercussions here in Mexico City's international airport are visible. Long lines of passengers bound for the U.S. snake down the hallways, doubling back on themselves for lack of room. 61-year-old Maria Cristina Hernandez, a psychologist from the capital, says she's upset that when she arrives in New York in a few hours, security officials will take her photograph and fingerprints. I'm not a criminal, she says. They can take all the fingerprints they want. It doesn't bother me. However, I think that we should all be doing what Brazil has started to do, taking fingerprints of the Americans and everyone else. That would be just. Hernandez says she's not against tracking down terrorists, but just objects to the new methods. Other travelers are less understanding and more angry. Hilda Ramirez, a sociology professor from Mexico City, says she's chosen to fly directly to Paris, even though the ticket cost her more, rather than go through what she considers a humiliating and racist interrogation in the States.
Quédense Estados Unidos con su jaula de oro.
Let the U.S. stay locked in its cage of gold, she says, all well protected. They're just fine up there, and the rest of us can travel freely wherever we want. I would not go to the U.S. For Enrique Vigiles, a well-to-do businessman traveling to Houston with his family, the issue is more practical.
Si sirve para la seguridad, estamos de acuerdo.
If this helps with security, then we support it, he says. But if we're delayed a long time, we're going to complain. To God, he says, in a resigned tone. This trip we already had planned, he says, but perhaps in the future we'll pick a different destination. Mexican airport security got tighter about a week before Christmas, when the U.S. went on orange alert. Since then, the lines here have been slogging along at a snail's pace because all passengers and carry-on bags are being checked. In the past, guards conducted just random searches. Security aboard Mexican planes is higher as well. Mexican undercover police now ride on all U.S.-bound flights at the behest of U.S. Homeland Security. Mexicans' grudging acceptance of the new U.S. security rules gave way to anger this week when it was disclosed that FBI and CIA agents are helping supervise Mexican airport security, including questioning passengers whose names get flagged in their terrorist database searches. Mexican Senator Eric Luis Rubio chairs the Transportation Commission in Mexico's upper house. He says Mexican President Vicente Fox went behind Congress's back to bring in U.S. security personnel in violation of the Constitution. No foreigners can be permitted to come to Mexico and apply their laws, he says. If so, soon enough you'll have just about anyone coming into your house, stealing your taco recipes and selling them back home in China, he says. That's wrong, isn't it? In other words, he says, the U.S. presence threatens Mexican sovereignty. Mexico's Human Rights Commission has filed a suit demanding that the Fox administration explain the legality of its action. The administration says the public outcry is unwarranted, that U.S. security personnel were invited under an existing treaty between the nations. Meanwhile, Mexican airlines are scrambling to deal with delays and cost overruns provoked by the heightened alert. Over New Year's, two Los Angeles-bound Aeromexico flights were canceled after Mexico received undisclosed intelligence from the U.S. Carlos Bonilla is a spokesperson for the company. He says the airlines are doing whatever's necessary to ensure the safety of passengers, including canceling flights, but he says the airline companies shouldn't have to pay what he considers costs incurred in the name of national security.
Hospedaje en hoteles, pago de alimentos a pasajeros.
Putting up passengers in hotels and feeding them, he says, and also the cost of paying other airlines to take our passengers to their destinations. Not to mention, he says, the cost of tickets to the U.S. that will never be purchased, as Mexicans think twice about the hassle of visiting the States. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.